It's time to bring in Mike Causey. Good morning there, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm all right.
You're all right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So now I'm afraid to ask, but the Warriors scored over 51 points in the first quarter yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Were they playing the Knicks?
No, I don't think so.
51 points in the first quarter. An NBA team giving up 51 points.
Defense.
I got to check this out. NBA.com. I never go here, so it'll take
defense.
It's 51 points in the first quarter.
Yeah, it's sad.
Okay.
They beat Denver.
Denver, that's it, yeah.
142 to 111. You see some of these scores in the NBA?
Well, look, Indiana.
149 to 107, 142 to 126. 124 to 86.
131 to 97. Unbelievable.
That's bad stuff, man.
That's
bad
just
stuff. It's even worse than ABA in the 70s.
I was going to say, it's just, that's horrible. That's horrible. Hey.
Every game's an all-star game.
You saw the Jets who hired for the defensive coordinator, right?
Yes, I did.
You know, even though I don't like him, it's probably a good move.
I think it is.
Yeah, he's a good defensive coordinator.
I think it's good.
You know, I think he's a good defensive coordinator, so that's one of the smart things that they've done.
Mm-hmm.
And see where Jerry Jones responded to the Rams. The Rams said that they got so many yards against Dallas because the Dallas defense, they looked at their schemes in the previous couple of games they've played, and they memorized all the calls, and that's why they got so many yards against it. And Jerry Jones came out, and this, I don't like Jerry Jones necessarily, but he said, they're absolutely right. We were predictable on defense, and they just chewed us right up. We didn't change up anything from the previous couple of weeks, and that's what happens in the NFL. If you don't just try to disguise what you're doing and you just keep doing the same things, the team figure it out.
Is the defensive coordinator fired yet?
I think that's going to be coming. I would think so.
If he said that, oh yeah, it's coming.
Yeah.
It's definitely coming.
I mean, it's just. You're talking, everything is so computerized and on tape now. It's not like the old days with watching game film.
Still pictures and whatnot.
They watch it on the sidelines on these computers. They watch it. I mean, it's so if you don't change things,
they complain about what the Patriots did,
yeah,
and they said it was illegal. I think what the NFL allows now is even worse.
Well, it is, because what they allow now, they allow coaches to speak to their quarterbacks. Until they get to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
But that's still not fair to the defense. It's not.
No. It's like playing the video game and watching what the other guy's defense is, and then you make your offensive call.
I'll compare this in baseball. It's like in baseball, you have a guy sitting in center field for your team, your pitcher, and he can look at your signs until about 20 seconds before you throw, and tell the batter what's coming.
Yeah, it's not good. But,
yeah.
You know, it is what it is. The NFL is a bad product. It's not what it was. It's a shadow of what it was, and that's why I don't watch it.
So now, where do you want to go in sports?
We could stay with the ridiculous world of football. Did the Eagles win the Super Bowl last year?
Yeah.
Who was their quarterback?
What's his name? Bowles, right?
Yeah, okay, good. All right. I just want to make sure I'm on the same planet. And now, the Eagles this year were pretty non-competitive until Wentz went down. And who became the quarterback?
Yeah, Bowles, yeah.
Bowles. So Bowles won the championship last year, and Bowles turned the team around this year, right?
Took him to within that one game of going
a drop
to,
of being in a championship game, basically.
Yeah.
Okay. So Wentz is their quarterback going in the future. They've committed to Wentz. How stupid are the people that live in Philadelphia?
The Giants should go after Bowles in a second.
There's a lot of teams that should go after Bowles in a second. He's the winner in Philadelphia. Wentz has not played a complete season since 2016. And who's to say that if he didn't get hurt, they would have won the Super Bowl? This guy did it for you, and you're throwing him out of town, and you hear the stupid CEO or whoever the heck the guy was on TV, oh, well, we would like to keep him too. Okay, yeah, sure, okay, right, all right, yeah. The guy's just going to sit around for you after you told your team you're putting all your eggs in Wentz's basket, and, well, if he gets hurt again, we'll give you an opportunity to play. Get lost, fool. This guy's going to be out of your locker room faster than a lightning bolt. And there's a lot of teams that probably line up together.
Yep.
The Giants, the Dolphins. There's a whole lot of teams out there that need a quarterback to make a difference in their team. The Jaguars. There's a lot of teams out there that just need a quarterback.
Because Bowles is
this guy won a Super Bowl and won, I don't know, 7 out of 8 games or something, but you're letting him go.
And he's young still.
Yeah, he's young. I'd get rid of Wentz. I would get rid of if Wentz is that good, you would think he would command more in the market. Well, guess what, folks? That's why Philadelphia is the city of losers. You know how we said New York and Boston both have 37 championships between their big teams? Well, you can take Philadelphia and probably multiply it by 5 and you don't have 37. And this is one of the reasons why. What a bunch of dopes.
It's crazy.
What a bunch. That'd be like the Mets saying, oh, well, we're going to commit ourselves to Syndergaard and DeGrom is expendable. What?
Yeah.
What's wrong? This is the guy that won for you. And this is the way you treat him? God bless you, Philadelphia. You get what you deserve.
All right. The sports book out in Las Vegas, the Houston Astros are predicted to win 97.5 games. Now, meanwhile, the New York Yankees are right behind the Astros with 96.5, followed by the Red Sox at 96.5, and the Cleveland Indians at 91.5. Well, the Indians are. They just had an off year last year, so I guess
they didn't have an off year. They're not that good, and they're not going to be better next year. They're losing Kluber. They made a couple of other moves. I'm not really in favor of the moves they did. I think that it's making them better. 91's questionable for them. I don't know about the Yankees winning 96 games either.
Well, the Yankees and the Red Sox and the Astros are right now are the betting favorites with the guys who spend the money.
So. Well, the favorite should be the Red Sox. They won last year.
I would think so. That's what surprised me. They beat everybody last year, but what do I know? I'm just a poor little disc jockey from Sharon, Connecticut.
I understand. And what about the National League? Everybody's in the same boat.
What number did they give the Mets? Do you have that? They didn't release that information. I guess they were just talking about the American League first.
I'd be interested to see what number they give the Mets.
That'll probably come out today, I think. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's it for sports, I guess, huh? Not much else.
Yeah. I was talking to a couple of friends of mine last night. Just hypothetically, if the Saints play the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, just saying hypothetically, and you could probably put the Patriots in there, but maybe not to such a high of a number. What do you think the over is going to be? You think that Vegas will have the nerve to make it 70?
No. But they should make it.
I think it'll be pretty damn close to it.
Yeah, I would think that it would have to be 70 to 75. 70 to 80, absolutely.
I mean, these football games, they're Coleco football now.
Yeah, that's right.
There's no such thing as defense.
No.
It's run and gun. It's almost like the NBA.
Yeah, yeah. The greatest show on turf.
Well, that's everybody now.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as a slowed down defense.
No.
It's giddy up, Colt.
All right, well, I got to giddy up to get the weather forecast.
Yeah, it's going to be nasty coming, huh?
Yeah, it looks that way, but hey, it's winter.
Hey, I'm off Friday. I got my hot air fryer. I'm ready. Bring it on, baby. Bring it on.
All right, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Mike Gossie with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.